Wyoming, Alaska, Bashir, and Cassidy, the midterm political map takes shape. The Wyoming Republican gubernatorial primary, scheduled for Tuesday, has become an early referendum on the current reach of a Trump endorsement in state-level races. Prediction markets give Eric Barlow, the former Wyoming House Speaker, an 84% probability of winning over Megan Degenfelder, who carries Trump's explicit backing. An 84-16 split is decisive by any measure, and if Barlow wins by a meaningful margin, it would extend a pattern visible across several 2026 primaries. The presidential endorsement has not reliably moved the needle in state contests the way it did in 2022. Barlow's strength appears rooted in established relationships within the Wyoming Republican establishment and a perception among some state voters that Degenfelder was introduced with national backing rather than earned through state-level political work. Alaska's Republican Senate primary has produced what may be the strangest ballot situation of the cycle. Incumbent U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is facing a primary challenge from a Republican opponent who is also named Dan Sullivan. Trump has accused Democrats of engineering the duplication as a form of electoral trickery designed to create confusion benefiting the Democratic candidate in the general election. The episode is being read alongside lingering fallout from a 2024 grocery store photo op, a widely covered Trump visit intended to highlight inflation, which has followed Republicans into the 2026 cycle as a contrast between political theater and economic conditions delivered. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear used a Sunday speech to call for abolishing the Electoral College and imposing term limits on Supreme Court justices. Beshear has built a genuine crossover coalition in a deeply red state, winning two gubernatorial terms, and his proposals position him distinctly to the institutional reform left of where many Senate Democrats are publicly standing. Neither proposal has a near-term legislative path. Electoral college abolition requires a constitutional amendment, needing two-thirds of both congressional chambers and three-quarters of state legislatures. And Supreme Court term limits face contested legal questions about whether Congress can impose them under Article III life tenure protections without a constitutional amendment. Beshear is aware of all this. The proposals function as platform building for a potential 2028 presidential run as much as immediate policy advocacy. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was captured on camera, apparently stunned into silence after Attorney General Todd Blanche delivered a rally speech this weekend. Cassidy was one of seven Republican senators who voted to convict Trump in the second impeachment trial, leaving him in a persistently uncomfortable position within the current administration's political orbit. His restraint in public commentary about the administration contrasts with his post-impeachment vote statements, and the circulating clip illustrates the unresolved tension just below the surface of Republican politics between those who were critical of Trump and those now fully aligned with his administration. Several blue states have also enacted laws this cycle intended to shield voter registration data and voting infrastructure from federal agency access ahead of the midterms, a legally complex effort whose political message is straightforward.